General Motors is hiring a former Chrysler president to be product czar. Robert Lutz will be vice chairman in charge of product development. GM is spending millions of dollars to bring the 69-year-old out of retirement. While at Chrysler, Lutz became famous for developing sporty cars like the Viper and Prowler. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. He joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, tell me more. Who is Bob Lutz?
Bob Lutz, you'll often hear people say, is the consummate car guy. In this world that I report on, people seem to get divided into two categories. They're the bean counters. They're the, well, some people would say they're the bad guys, the ones who just make the business based on how the books balance. And then there are the car guys. These are the folks who have such an innate sense of what an automobile is supposed to be, and if they're really sharp, what the public wants, that they can make cars that really transform a company from just a maker of commodity products into something really special. And if you look at Bob Lutz's career, and by the way, he started at GM 40 years ago over in Europe, but especially during his reign at Chrysler when he was president and the guy who was really running the company under Lee Iacocca, he rolled out a range of amazing products. Some breakthrough designs such as the PT Cruiser emerged under his leadership. On the sporty end, he rolled out the Viper, which is the fastest American sports car ever built.
So is that why GM is spending millions to get him?
Well, GM has been on a roll lately and is starting to show some very good signs after really almost 30 years of decline. But the one thing that was missing was a sense of product, putting out product that transformed it, the way GM's products did 40, 50, 60 years ago, when it was the one that everybody else copied. It was really struggling. It's had a couple of good products, but it's had a couple of real disasters, a lot of them, like the old Cadillac Cimarron and the more recently the Pontiac Aztec. It needed somebody who could go in there and not just count beans, but really turn out product that was passionate, that made people say GM has really got its act together.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that GM is at least learning from its mistakes.
They better. when you consider that today they are struggling to hold on to about 28% of the market, yet at one time, back in the 60s, they controlled well over 50%. They have notched off, they have chipped off a percent or two a year since I've been covering the auto industry, and that's been over 20 years. Some of that was unavoidable. You had the imports coming in, and it was going to change. But nobody has suffered the way GM has, and product is the primary reason. Now, they've done a lot of good things lately. For example, recent studies have shown that their productivity is improving at a pace that nobody's keeping up with here in North America. And their quality, according to J.D. Power, is zooming as well. For the first time since Power started tracking quality, GM this year was above average in every single division. So they've got the business equation together, and they're starting to get their factories together. But everybody hopes that Lutz will get the product together.
Thank you. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.